Reading 2. Victimless Crimes. Every crime has a criminal, but not every crime has a victim. When criminals steal, for example, someone gets hurt. That means there is a victim. Other crimes, though, do not have victims. When someone litters, there is no victim. This is called a victimless crime. Though there are no victims in these crimes, the actions are illegal. In many countries, there are laws against victimless crimes. Normally, laws are made to protect people. But if there are no victims of these acts, why do we make laws against them? Sometimes the issue is not so simple. Laws against selling alcohol to kids is a good example. Most people agree that these are good laws. They say that if we do not control alcohol sales, even young children could drink alcohol. Even though there is no specific victim, these laws protect our society. People for such laws believe that if we do not have laws against victimless crimes like using drugs, watching child pornography, or gambling, our society will fail. They say that freedom requires responsibility and that democracy requires laws to protect society. To understand this point of view, let's look at one example of a victimless crime: drug use. It might be true that if people use drugs in their homes, they are not hurting anyone. However, there are indirect victims. If addicts want drugs but do not have enough money, they might steal or take money from people violently. Drugs are connected to many crimes in this way. So, drug use is a victimless crime, but it contributes to crimes that have victims. Nevertheless, others say that all laws against victimless crimes are bad. They say that governments waste money by catching these criminals, taking them to court, and then putting them in jail. One author estimates that the U.S. arrests 4 million people each year for victimless crimes. The government spends $50 billion in court and jail costs. According to people who oppose laws against victimless crimes, everyone has the right to do what they want, as long as they don't hurt other people. Let's look at the example of seatbelt laws to better understand this point of view. These people say there is no reason to require people to wear seatbelts. If you have a car accident and you are not wearing a seatbelt, the only result is that you might be more badly injured. This does not harm other people, and it does not harm our society. So they ask, why do we need laws to make people wear seatbelts? As with all controversial topics, people will continue to debate victimless crimes. The truth, though, is that drug use and seatbelt use are very different matters. In time, our lawmakers might find better ways to address these issues. In the meantime, it's up to the police and courts to exercise good judgment in each case.